If you think you can do it, do it. You can say. Get another child.
Yeah. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Sarasvati Stotra Sati Sri Srimad, His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananta Kokti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai, ISKCON Sound Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Vimsikaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasa Gaura Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopina Shyam Kund Radha Kund Govardhan Ki Jai, Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai, Kandamayi Ki Jai, Srinamayi Ki Jai, Talsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samvet Bhaktivedanta Ki Jai, Sri Sri Radha Gop Bhavata Ki Jai,
Namaste Narasimhaya. 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 Namaste Nar to have a short Bhagavad Gita class. Would anyone like to take and stay? And there's prasadam upstairs. Please stay if you like.
Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha, हे कृष्ण करुण सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत मोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि मंचकौपत्रुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभिः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे Chapter 4, verse number 3, and on this we do work over. Sa eva yam maya chitya. Yoga prakta paratana. Patosime sakha chiti. Pachosime sakacheti rahasyam hetad uttamam sa the same eva certainly ayam this maya by me te unto you adya today. Yoga, the science of yoga, prakta, spoken, puratana, very old, bhakta, devotee, asi, you are, me, my, saka, friend, cha, also, Iti, therefore, rahasyam, mystery, he, certainly, etat, this, uttamam, transcendental. That very ancient science of this, of the relationship with the Supreme, is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me.
Is today told by me.
To you.
To you.
Because you are my devotee.
Because you are my devotee.
As well as my friend.
As well as my friend.
And can therefore understand.
And can therefore understand.
The transcendental mystery of this science.
The transcendental mystery of this science.
Prabhupada's purport, there are two classes of men, namely the devotee and the demon. The Lord selected Arjuna as the recipient of this great science, owing to his being a devotee of the Lord. But for the demon, it is not possible to understand this great mysterious science. There are a number of editions of this great book of knowledge. Some of them have commentaries by the devotees, and some of them have commentaries by the demon. Commentation by the devotees is real, whereas that of the demons is useless. Arjuna accepts Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and any commentary on the Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotional service to the cause of this great science. The demonic, however, do not accept Lord Krishna as he is. Instead, they concoct something about Krishna and mislead general readers from the path of Krishna's instructions. Here is a warning about such misleading paths. One should try to follow the disciplic succession from Arjuna and thus be benefited by this great science of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. A very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. First of all, Krishna uses the phrase that very ancient science. Of course, the Puratana ultimately means eternal. It's very old. Very old, but it ultimately it's eternal. There's no this like the knowledge. Krishna himself has no beginning in time. There's no time when God came into existence, and Krishna has always existed, and he's always been God. He didn't have to practice to become God, do yoga himself to become God. He was God. He was always God. So that very ancient science is told by Krishna to Arjuna. And Prabhupada says here there are two classes of men, the demons and the devotees. So Krishna selected Arjuna as the recipient of the Bhagavad Gita. And it's very easy to understand. Just like if I go up to you and it's like if you're like a movie star or something, and reporters are always coming up to you every day, left and right. Like, tell me about this, and tell me about that, what about your kids, and what about your love life, and what about your money and your mansion, and you gotta tell me because I have readers and they want to hear about you. And you won't, you know. They get criticized for being rude sometimes, but who wouldn't become rude if people are always going at you like that? But and they won't tell them much either. Maybe a little official information they might say once in a while, but they're not going to tell them anything important or intimate about themselves. But if somebody is their friend, shows that they really care about them, have some love for them. And then they'll open up and they'll talk to him. It's just natural. Why would Krishna reveal? I mean, anybody can read the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody can. The Bhagavad Gita is there for devotee or not or demon to read. The words are there, but nobody can understand Krishna. Nobody can understand Krishna except somebody that Krishna wants us to understand, then we can understand. Otherwise, you can read Bhagavad Gita for your whole life and write learned commentaries on it and be a professor at Harvard University in religion and in Sanskrit or whatever. You can be the smartest guy in the world. But if you're not a friend of Krishna, if you're not a devotee of Krishna, you won't know anything about Krishna. I use an example, like if I'm friends with you, like suppose I'm your really good friend, a good friend of yours, and you invite me to your house for dinner, and your family is there, or somebody's married, or has kids, and their family is there, and I hear you talking, and I can understand the language that you're speaking. It's English or whatever. Let's say you're speaking. I can understand English, but I won't. I can't know what's going on between you and your intimate relatives underneath. All I can hear is the words, and it'll mean one thing. She's saying this to her husband or her kid. I know what that means, but I don't know what it means. It might sound like one thing, but mean something completely different. And only the most intimate members of the families can know what's actually being said underneath, or the real meaning of it. So I say, anybody can read Krishna's words, and if a demon wants to read the Bhagavad Gita, he can do it. And they do, and they make commentaries on it. But the commentaries, Prabhupada says, are useless because they don't know what Krishna means. Another, and Prabhupada said that they're welcome to write. Anybody is welcome to write a book and present their own ideas, their own philosophy, but they shouldn't take Krishna's book and use his words to support their philosophy. If they're making up some philosophy and they just say, oh, well, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita this and this and this, and that supports my argument, then Prabhupada said, yeah, anybody's welcome to write their own ideas, but they shouldn't use Krishna's words to support their ideas. Because they don't know about Krishna, and they're not entitled to use Krishna's words. If I'm not really close to you as a friend or a relative, I'm not entitled to use anything that belongs to you personally. I'm not entitled to use your car or your house, or I can't go in your house and use your house because it belongs to you. And I'm not entitled to it. So the demons that are envious of Krishna, they're not entitled to use Krishna's words, although they do, but they shouldn't. Because they're not the devotee of Krishna as well as his friend. Paktosi me sakha cheti. As very ancient science, the relationship of the Supreme is today told by me to you, because you are my devotee as well as my friend, and can therefore understand the transcendental mystery of this science. And Prabhupada uses the word science. He always used, sometimes he would say very emphatically, he would say, you know, somebody would say, oh, well, in your religion this, or your religion that, and Prabhupada would say, like, really emphatically, he'd go, this is not religion, it is science. It's science. He emphasized the science. Of course, it's religion. Religion has the same meaning as the word yoga. The word yoga means to link with God. Our word for yoke, for the oxen, the wooden thing that hitches two oxen together, or two horses, it can be horses, that's called the yoke. And that word yoke comes down directly from the Sanskrit word yoga, meaning to link. So the word religion basically has the same meaning. It means, like our word for ligament. Ligament means something that ties together two bones or two muscles, one or the other. And a ligament is something that ties them together. So it's the same root word as religion. It means basically to tie together. So to tie together with God. So religion has a meaning, but Prabhupada used to emphasize, but religion to most people in this day and age, it just means of my sectarian beliefs against your sectarian beliefs. And you don't believe the same thing as I do, so you're going to hell, and you think the same thing about me, and you don't believe what I do, so you're going to hell. That's a complete misuse of the science of devotional service, the science of religion, of yoga. But that's a feature, that's a characteristic of Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga irreligion is taken as religion, and religion is taken as irreligion. Everything in Kali Yuga is upside down. Like nothing makes any sense in this age. It's just a completely outlandish age with no, practically no morality, not even basic morality. People these days, it's become so bad that it used to be even 40, 50 years ago when I was a kid, you know, people were sinful, but they had some idea that, oh, this is sinful. And this is immoral. I shouldn't do this, and maybe I just do it in after dark in the bar, and I should be ashamed of doing it. It's sinful, it's not good, it's not moral. There was an idea, they were sinful, but they had some idea, this is a very good thing to do. But nowadays, it's becoming more and more the thing that, hey, I do whatever I want. There's no such thing as morality or sinfulness. You just do what you want to do, and if you can get away with it, if you're big and strong enough, or fast enough, or you have enough money, and you can get away with it, then fine. So that's a real further falling away from any kind of moral principles. So Krishna, but of course the saving grace is that in Kali Yuga, because it's such a bad age, Lord Chaitanya makes the process of going back to Godhead so easy. It's so easy. You just have to hear and chant. Just chant Hare Krishna, go out on the street and beat a drum and play kartals and sing and dance. Like kids. Kids do that. Kids like to take a drum out on the street and beat it and jump up and down and run around in circles and sing. So Lord Chaitanya knows that. But in Kali Yuga, people can't do anything. There's no question of sitting and meditating. Forget about it. There's no question of performing severe austerities or doing complicated fire sacrifice or deity worship. Even forget all that. In this age, but what they can do, they can play musical instruments and dance around in a circle and sing. We can do that. So it's simple enough that anybody can do it. Either a child can take part in it, or a dog can take part in it. But in that sense, it's the simplest thing. In a sense, it's a childish thing, but at the same time, it's the most elevated thing. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He got up early every morning and went around and collected all his devotees from all the houses, and he said, "Come, wake up. Jeev Jago, come out and Udilo Arna Purvabhage." The jewel of the twice born went out and got all his devotees, and they went out and chanted the holy names together. So it's the simplest thing. Even a child can do it, but at the same time, it's the most elevated practice, the most elevated way to worship God in their conjugal relationship of Radharani and Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya was the personification of Srimati Radharani and Krishna together in one form. Well, sometimes he acted like Krishna in that form, but mostly he was in the mood of Srimati Radharani. That's why his body is golden color, called Hemanga. Hemanga means limbs of a golden complexion. So it's a science, and it's the greatest mystery. Like you may think, like, oh, you know, whatever. People think of a lot of things as being mysterious or deep dark secrets or deep secrets or confidential knowledge. And this is very difficult to understand, and that's very difficult to understand. But the most mysterious thing, the deepest secret, is the secret that Krishna keeps about himself. He says, I keep myself covered by a curtain of Maya. To those who are envious of me, I cover myself. So Krishna's biggest secret is himself. And he doesn't give his knowledge of himself very easily. He can give anything else. He can give you a ton of money. He can make you a demigod. He can make you a movie star or a famous athlete. Or he can give you yogic powers where you can fly in the sky or get something, acquire anything from a distant place just by desiring it. Or you can have yogic powers. Krishna can give any of that stuff, like, all right, yeah, you take that, no problem. But to give himself to give knowledge of himself is the most secret of all secrets. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Vivitam Pramanta. So it's the most secret of, it's the king of all knowledge because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. So this is the most secret of all secrets, the most intimate knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's very, on one hand, it's very easy to get, because if you show Krishna that you're sincere, that you want to be a good devotee, then Krishna very easily gives himself. But until we come to that point where we show Krishna that we're so sincere, then Krishna, it remains the greatest mystery. So anyway, we're on the path. Everyone here is definitely a devotee. Everyone clearly wants to know and understand Krishna. So then Krishna is bringing us along step by step, day after day, month after month, year after year, and gradually just helping us, pulling us, pushing us, dragging us, reasoning with us, beating us over the head, and etc., etc. But because we're all trying to be devotees as well as Krishna's friend. So I'll stop there. Anyone have any questions or comments? Anything to say? Okay, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Om Vishnu Praya Krishna Prashtaya 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 Vishnu Praya Krishna Prashtaya